Womp womp. Does anybody else think it's disgusting that Big Fatty farts on his show? I'm appalled. There's nothing more uncouth than people showcasing their bodily functions.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm appalled.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 226 of the BFO for Wednesday Hump Day, the 17th of December, 2008. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has gotten some e-letters that he is going to share with you. There's one additional Christmas card, and today I finish up the backlog of voice letters.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Y'all, this is Andy Williams, Mr. Christmas himself, or Mr. Moon River, also singing. And y'all, Andy Williams always had a Christmas album come out every year. Big Fatty's got sausage ball in his teeth or something. I don't know. But y'all, I went to the post office box today, and I got a card from Michael in Carlsbad, California. And so I'm going to open it up, and I think it's a musical card. And the only reason I say that is that it has musical notes on the back of it. Big Fatty is not a mind reader. Oh, Lord, y'all. On the front of it is Mr. Christmas Pooh from what's his name? I guess it's the Christmas Pooh from the South Park. And it says, howdy ho, it's Christmas. Oh.
What time of year we're supposed to forget all the bad stuff? Stop worrying and being sad about the state of the world? For just one day, say, oh, you heck with it. Let's sing and dance and bake cookies.
Okay, I'm going to open that again because I wasn't expecting it to talk. But it's the Christmas Pooh talking. Let's listen again.
This is the one time of year we're supposed to forget all the bad stuff. Stop worrying and being sad about the state of the world. And for just one day, say, oh, you heck with it. Let's sing and dance and bake cookies.
Well, it said, quit being a bitch. Okay, well, y'all, I'm all for that. Quit being a bitch. And then on the inside it says, happy holidays, and here's a little something to make you really happy. And, y'all, you gotta love it when there's a talking piece of shit inside your Christmas card. And then there's a letter here also. Oh, it's Mr. Hanky. That is... All right, Mr. Williams is now finished, so I can speak of Mr. Hanky. I knew he was the Christmas Pooh because he's a piece of shit with a Christmas hat on, a Santa Claus hat. It says, dear Big Fatty, when you're feeling poopy, just remember how South Park's Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh, feels every day. Since I didn't write on the card, it's perfect for regifting. Oh, I love it. I've enclosed a note with all the poop on Mr. Hanky from the Wikipedia. Thanks for your podcasting gifts. Oh, 5 days a week. Merry Christmas. Me! From Michael. And Mr. Y'all, I'll just read this about Mr. Hanky. Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Jesus Christ. The Christmas Pooh is voiced by Trey Parker and is a talking feces, a scatological counterpart to Santa Claus, but with the lighthearted flair of the 1960s-era Rankin and Bass holiday specials. He first appeared in the first episode of Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh. He emerges from the toilet bowl on Christmas Eve and brings presents to good boys and girls whose diets have been high in fiber. That would be Big Fatty. He is especially close to Kyle, consoling him during his Christmas Hanukkah depression, and generally appears to help the boys out with something or gives them advice. Mr. Hankey has appeared in various Christmas episodes and inspired an actual retail CD, Mr. Hankey's Christmas Classics, in which he has his own theme song. In his first appearance, he appeared anthropomorphic only to Kyle and Chef, symbolizing that Mr. Hankey has to be believed in to exist, although he often leaves a trail behind that is attributed by adults to antisocial behavior by Kyle. Due to his physical state, he can only emerge from the sewers during the Christmas season, or he will dry up and die. Trey Parker states on the DVD commentary to Mr. Hankey, The Christmas Poo, that Mr. Hankey was inspired by how his father scared him into flushing the toilet as a young child, lest he be bit from Mr. Hankey. Excuse me. Lest he suffer a bite from Mr. Hankey. Y'all, I can't fucking read. Well, thank you so much, Michael. That is the first, it's actually the shittiest Christmas card I've gotten. And I mean that, in the nicest possible way. And you will be on Big Fatty's list for a Christmas card. Now, y'all, you're probably going to start hearing about Big Fatty's Christmas cards arriving on other podcasts. Although, y'all, let's have just a moment of silence, please, for just a moment. Y'all, I was saddened today when I heard the final episode of the QCast Connection, and we want to send our thanks and our prayers and our good feelings to the Super B and to Michael as they go on to other things, and we will miss them atop the personal journals over in the iTunes, but we wish them well on their future endeavors, and, you know, it is the season of... What? Oh, they're just fucking taking a vacation? Oh, fuck that. Y'all, I have received several e-letters here lately with different things from different people. John in Ely, y'all, he sent me one of the fastest one of the funniest fucking things I have seen in a long time. And I want you to go to this website. It's Chroma. What does that say? Chroma, Chroma .no/2008/Bush Game/. And y'all, it's Chroma, Chroma.no/2008/Bush Game/. And y'all, you go over there, and what it is you get to throw the shoe at George W. Bush. And y'all, this came out like the day after the whole shoe throwing thing. And I'm playing it right now. And he ducks and everything. Y'all, it is funny as shit. So, John and Ely, thank you so much. That really made my afternoon. And y'all, somebody sent me, and I don't know who this was, but somebody sent me from Las Vegas a picture of a butthole. Yes, I said a picture of a butthole. And that fart that you heard at the beginning of the show, that was not English John, it probably sounded English, like it was full of mushy peas or something. But that fart came attached to this picture of the butthole. And I don't know who it's from. It was from a number. And it's the message was, what happens in Vegas gets sent to BF. And so there you have it. So anyway, thank you for whoever sent me the picture of that butthole. Let's see, and I've gotten some other crazy kind of things too, but I'm not going to look at those right now, because y'all, I have got to get past all of these backlog damn voice letters.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Big Fatty. G'day, Big Fatty. It's Scotty here. Just ringing my fourth favorite podcaster in the world. And now I'm catching up more on your shows. I've heard that I can ring up with a Christmas story and still be in the competition to win, win, win. So my Christmas story is that in 1997, when I moved to London to work for a few years, I went down to Cornwall in the old West Country with, four friends, and we had an amazing Christmas in this little cottage, and we got I better give you the non-metric. It was like a 12-kilo turkey, but I just have to work out what that is in crazy American. 26 pounds. We got this massive turkey, which only just fit in the oven, and we did it up, and we did a traditional English sort of Christmas, and it was amazing. No crazy parents or crazy family or any of the usual annoying Christmas things. Just a group of friends walking on the beach, of course not swimming because it was freezing, and having a lovely wintry Christmas. Bye! Hope you enjoyed that. Look forward to winning.
Scotty, not quite sure how to tell you this, but the contest is over. But thanks for playing! If you'd like to participate in future promotional giveaways on Big Fatty Online, we suggest that you keep up with the shows and don't fall far behind, because then we'll play your entry long after the contest is over. No, Scotty, that sounds like a great story, and I'm sorry that you got that in so late that it didn't make it into the colostomy bag before we chose the patron saint of the BFO, Mr. Tim Cormall, as our winner of the Two Soy Candles by Phoebes. Yeah. But anyway, great story, and that is one big bird you had there. Speaking of big birds.
Hello, the fat one. It is Tim. Give me a call. First off, the podcast is always ruined, as always. And secondly, I had lunch today in East Atlanta with a doctor friend of mine, and we went in a store called Trader's, and guess what they had? Bacon-looking Band-Aids, and I thought exactly of you. It's a little box of Band-Aids in the shape of little bacon strips. So now you can get injured and have little bacon strip Band-Aids. So made me think of you. And they also had the bacon versus tofu playset to see which one would win. So, and that made me think of you as well, so. Enjoy lots of pork products. Bye.
Well, thank you, Tim. And bacon Band-Aids, that sounds fabulous. Can't you just imagine going out with a piece of bacon wrapped around your scuff mark? Not just scuff mark. What is that called? Your little injury? You put a little Mercurochrome. Do y'all know what Mercurochrome is? Have you ever used the Mercurochrome? That'll show your age if you know what Mercurochrome is.
I need some Mercurochrome on my injury here.
And the big thing there for a while was the Bactine. You had the Bactine on there. But the Mercurochrome takes you way back. And speaking of taking you way back, let's go back to the Wayback Machine and talk to... I don't know why I said that. Here's David, that Blue Jeans guy.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David, that Blue Jeans guy, and yes, the World Scout Jamboree is a hootenanny, a worldwide hootenanny of Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and Girl Guides from everywhere except the Girl Scouts USA do not participate. It was a great time, 2 weeks long, and let me say the best part of this, I can sum up in two words, communal showers. And yes, there was inappropriate touching going on. And I'll leave you with that thought. Bye.
Well, thank you, David. And y'all, that was referring to David's submission into the holiday hootenanny story thing. And by the way, David, the story is the contest is over. But thanks for playing. If you'd like to participate in future promotional giveaways on Big Fatty Online, we suggest that you keep up with the shows and don't fall far behind, because then we'll play your entry long after the contest is over. Yes, I know David was just explaining more about his thing, but anyway, the contest is over. Okay, and Bacon versus Tofu, wasn't that one of those Japanese movies where they all talk funny? And speaking of talking funny, y'all, guess who has the very last voice letter in the pile-up?
Oh, Big Fatty, I was calling to tell you how I just appreciate your little broadcast every day so much. I feel like my day hadn't been complete if I missed a day. I was calling to give you a good gosh and gay. This morning at a funeral, the back door of the Episcopal Church flies open. In comes at least 400-pound woman wearing a stained T-shirt and sweatpants on a jazzy scooter with an orange flag attached to the back of it. She proceeds up the middle aisle to go view the casket, and as the jazzy scooter passes the pew, she has a catheter bag full of urine that is sloshing to and fro as she drives up there. She proceeds to wail when she gets to the casket. Then she turns the jazzy scooter around, comes back down the aisle and sits at the back of the church and proceeds to wail like somebody has run over a cow for the entire service. Oh, it was something else. Nobody knows who she was. To this moment. That was my good gosh and gay, because it looked like she had a little homosexual son with her. Who knows? So one can't tell about those things these days with these little emo boys running around. So you just have a wonderful weekend. We enjoyed your Christmas card so much, and I hope someone sends you a sugared ham in the mail.
Jeremiah, I'm laughing uncomfortably at that because I didn't know Archer was down in Mississippi. But, Jeremiah, I don't know if you've heard this or not. The contest is over. But thanks for playing! If you'd like to participate in future promotional giveaways on Big Fatty Online, we suggest that you keep up with the shows and don't fall far behind, because then we'll play your entry long after the contest is over. Y'all, I just have this vision of Cheerios and milk shooting out of Archer's nose right now. Jeremiah, that has to be one of the greatest stories ever told. The greatest story ever told by Jeremiah of the woman in her sweatpants with her colostomy bag or whatever it was, her urine bag, and what did you call the rascal, the scooter? I don't remember what it was. You just said it a minute ago, and I've already forgotten. Oh, Lord, that fat one, he never remembers it. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope that your hump day goes well. Now, y'all, there's going to be a little delay in getting the second batch of Christmas cards out. Just because, y'all, Big Fatty is including a little Christmas happy in the card. And y'all, I'm no longer accepting cards. If they're not in the mail by now, well, I will accept them. But I mean, I'm only ordering a certain number of the Christmas happies to go in the cards, and then, you know, it's not like you weren't warned. Hello? So, you can always still send me a card, and I'll find some kind of little happy to put in your card. And when you get it, if you don't like it, you can just pick up the phone and call Big Fatty and say,
I'm appalled.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.